In June, the Washington Post reported that dozens of senior officials in the Department of Interior would be reassigned to new jobs. Now, one of those officials is speaking out. Joel Clement was part of a working group focused on village relocation and coastal resilience in Alaska, and he thinks he was targeted for his views on climate change. From Alaska's Energy Desk, Elizabeth Jenkins has more.
Joel Clement was a director at the Office of Policy Analysis. For over a year, he'd been meeting with different agencies about how to protect Alaska's villages from the effects of climate change. There are concerns about major erosion in Shishmaref, Kivalina, and Shaktulik. Parts of Nutok are sloughing into the water. And while relocation efforts have a ways to go, Clement says the conversation at the federal level had at least started.
The political will and the coordination were finally in place.
Then last month, Clement got an email.
Said you're being reassigned.
His interpretation of that?
We're going to reassign you to the place that has the least to do with what you know and understand.
Instead of working on climate change resiliency, Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke assigned Clement to an accounting job, collecting oil and gas royalties. Clement doesn't think the Trump administration understood the urgency of his work, that he was trying to help Alaska communities adapt to an imminent threat. He thinks they just saw climate change.
Just because this is caused by a warming, the climate change and warming, doesn't mean you can't focus on it.
So far, no one's taken Clement's old position. He hopes an investigation can shed some light on why he was reassigned. The Department of the Interior did not return calls in time for air. And Clement says he doesn't know who in D.C. will be the point person for Alaska villages, trying to relocate and adapt.
Well, there's really nobody home on this issue now, so I'm worried that it will fade from priority.
There is one federal official still working on this issue in Alaska. Joel Niemeyer chairs the Denali Commission. In 2015, President Barack Obama asked the Denali Commission to spearhead federal efforts on village relocation.
This will have to be something the country's going to have to address sometime in the future.
Niemeyer hopes the Trump administration won't drop the issue completely.
Every new administration wants to do things in their style, and we don't know what that is yet. If they pick up the issue, then we'll continue. If they choose not to, then I suppose then the state will take up full leadership on this issue.
Niemeyer says the effects of climate change are perhaps most clear in Alaska. But relocation isn't just an Alaska problem, and it's one the federal government will have to grapple with, one way or another. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins in Juneau.